it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday in the Delaware Valley. I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio. He is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as the Eagles visit the Vikings on Sunday, looking to end their two-game slide. Merrill, what are your three keys to the Eagles doing that?
Number one, this must be the week to get the running game in gear. The Vikings defense is ranked 24th against the run. It's time to open some holes and allow Saquon to play like Saquon. Number two, convert third downs. Part of that is to be more productive on first down. That sets everything up. The Eagles have converted under 35% of the third downs. Last year, they were close to 50%. And number three, stop Justin Jefferson from going wild. Jefferson averages over 15 yards per reception, but so far, he's only scored once. Keep JJ out of the end zone.
I know, obviously, you have been to U.S. Bank Stadium before, Super Bowl 52. The Eagles have had at least one road game against the Vikings in that venue. I know the booth is super far away, but what's the atmosphere like in that place?
Well, the atmosphere, like the atmosphere in any dome stadium, is very, very loud. And they're happy with their Vikings so far this season because at this point they have a winning record. They're 3-2. So the Viking fans are very, very much revved up for this game.
It's been almost a month since they've played in that stadium, so I can tell that the Vikings are eager to get back home, and the fans are probably eager to see them as well. How are you feeling about this game, Merrill?
Well, I think the Eagles have had a lot of time to reflect on what the problems have been over the past couple of weeks. Hopefully they will correct some of them, not all of them, but they will correct some of them. And in particular, they have got to do something about their field position, too often down inside their own 10-yard line.
I agree with you, Merrill. They have to clean that up, certainly. Safe flight to Minneapolis. Looking forward to hearing you and Mike and Devin on the call on Sunday. And we'll talk about this one, Merrill, when it's done. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.